Hey guys, are you ready for something on your calendar that you actually are going to look forward to? Well, wait no longer, okay? We have our upcoming Reclaiming the Wild Men's Retreat, and it's going to be amazing. It's going to happen on April 26th through 28th at Abundant Blessings Farm in Stem, North Carolina. Now, we know a lot of you guys out there need to disconnect from that digital world that is pulling us down, and you need to spend some time with some like-minded brothers in Christ. This is where it's at. This retreat is all about faith, fellowship, and fun, with an emphasis on the fun. So here's what we're going to have here. We have skeet shooting, horseback riding, archery, hiking, fishing, scripture, cornhole, bonfires. Oh, man. We're going to have some amazing meals. We're going to be camping under the stars. And to cap it all off, we'll have a great church by the pond service that Sunday morning. It's going to be incredible. So you're going to have an opportunity to forge some really good friendships, reignite some passion that's been lost, and really lean in to become the man God intends you to be. So we have limited spots for this. So head over to thelionwithin.us/events. Okay. That's thelionwithin.us/events. And I don't want you to miss this opportunity to reclaim the wild within you, because today you have an opportunity to really lean in and have an experience of unforgettable growth, friendship, and don't forget the adventure. All right. Well, I can't wait to see you again. It's April 26th through 28th at Abundant Blessings Farm in Stem, North Carolina. So head over to thelionwithin.us/events and reserve your spot today. Welcome to The Lion Within Us, a podcast serving Christian men who are hungry to be the leaders God intends you to be. I'm your host, Chris Granger. Let's jump in. All right, guys, it's your fun Friday episode of the week. It's been a heavy week at The Lion Within Us. I understand that this week was definitely heartfelt for sure. We're going to jump in today. We're going to try to share some tips that hopefully serve you well. But we're going to start like we start every episode, right out in scriptures. This week's scriptures right out of Hebrews chapter 2. So Hebrews chapter 2, verse 10. For it was fitting for him, for whom are all things, and through whom are all things, and bringing many sons to glory, to perfect the author of their salvation through sufferings. So guys, I pray that you go back and listen to the spiritual kickoff. Really try to spend some time in that SKO to give you some insight on what that looks like, what those sufferings look like, and how we can take those sufferings that we have and ultimately glorify God. That's what it's about. And if you missed the last episode, I would just highly encourage you. You know, I say this every fun Friday, go back and listen, but I'm serious, guys. This is a conversation that was very difficult for us to put out. We had a lot of prayer over it, but we had Stephen Kirby, a friend of mine, of our family. We're friends with him and his wife, Joy. And they tragically lost their son and a year or so ago. And it was 18 months at the time of this recording. And I thought it was important to tell that story because, first of all, there's just no pain like kid pain. And there's so many of you out there who have suffered something like this, or you've gone through child loss. And if you can take something as painful as losing a child and somehow glorify God in it and find ways to love on others through that hurt, through that pain, there's beauty in that. Stephen, he just wraps it up so beautifully at the end when he says, people ask me all the time, like, how do you get out of bed? How does Joy keep moving? Like, how you guys just keep move forward after you've lost your son the way you did? And the two words he said, but God. So guys, if you remember anything from that conversation, just remember, but God, because God, he can do the things that we can't even wrap our heads around. You know, we can't even wrap our heads and start to think about the stuff that he can do. He's already done it. He can figure it out. So just lean on him. So I pray that you go back and listen to that. That's definitely one of the most heartfelt episodes of The Lion Within Us that we've ever put out. A lot of prayer to get that out. We wanted to make sure we honored, first of all, glorify God in it, but then honor Stephen and Joy and ultimately Matthew in that. So prayerfully, guys, that you had a chance to listen to that. I know it's a long one. This is more of a Joe Rogan length podcast, but I'm seriously go back, check it out, and hopefully that serves you well. So for our Fun Friday, we're going to get into some tips, you know, a health tip, a well tip, a self tip, like we always do. And hopefully this guy's, this will serve you well. So the health tip, I found this one was pretty cool. So I figured I'd share it with you guys. I found it on a website. It's something that I'm starting thinking about, spending more time outside, because I do all my work is primarily behind a keyboard and microphone and a camera and things like that. But I found this one. It's called the 25-3 rule for nature. So get this: 20 minutes a day, three times a week, okay, 5 hours a month, and then 3 days in a calendar year that you want to spend time in nature. So 20 minutes a day. And that could be, and they say three times a week, 5 hours a month, and 3 days in a calendar year that you want to actually get out and spend in nature. Now, I know some of you guys like targets, so this is a target you could shoot for. Maybe you're crushing it, right? You already do this. Great. But for you guys that aren't there, but that aren't doing it, I would just challenge you to do this. Do 20 minutes daily. Instead of three times a week, just do it daily. And if you can't actually get in nature and walk through the woods, because I get it. A lot of our listeners, you guys are not all in, you know, rural areas where you can get out and walk through the woods. Just go to a park. Get outside, right? How about in the 5 hours? Try to make that 5 hours a week. Maybe it's a Saturday. For me, that's what I try to do. Saturday's my day. I try to get outside. And if you can just get that a weekly habit where on Saturday afternoons, I'm just going to be outside. That's all I'm going to worry about doing. I'm going to be outside. That's going to do so much for you. And that 3 days is great. But the key to it is you got to put it on the calendar. Because if it gets planned, what? It gets done. If it doesn't get planned, it's not going to get done. Guys, I know how you are because I'm the same way. If I plan for it, I'll knock it out. If I don't plan for it, it's not going to happen. So that's a pretty cool rule. I thought it was fun. It was from a Men's Health article again, but it was a 25-3 rule. So, and try that if you're find that you're not getting outside enough, put some of those parameters in place and see if there are some, if that could be a way to get you more intentional about time outside. Now, the wealth tip, this is actually another tip around real estate investment, because I just picked up this book again. It's phenomenal. It's called Wealth Habits by Candy Valentino, and she has so many good rules in it and tips and things like that. And guys, I just think it's good when I come across good resources that seem solid in principle, I want to share them with you. But so her rule that we're talking about today is the 1% rule of investing in real estate. Okay. So the 1% rule is you basically evaluate the cost of the property you're investing in against the total revenue you expect it to provide. So basically what you have to do is see, okay, if I'm looking at for how much this property is going to cost me, let's say it's $500,000, then you would expect that you should be able to get a rent of $5,000 a month. Right. And if you look at that real quickly, that's a quick way that you can understand, is this a good buy? Is this a good investment or not? You know, and you can use that investing rule for two purposes. You can evaluate a property's potential for profit before buying it, and you can use it as a guideline to figure out how much rent you should charge. Because if you're new to real estate, that is a question many people don't know. It's like, well, what should I be charging for rent? Well, if you use that as a guideline, that'll help direct you. And you know what? If you find it, you know what? That 1%. is way too high, then that may not be a good investment. Now, I'm not saying that's always the case. Everything has generalities for sure, but this is a good rule that you can apply just to kind of get you in the ballpark. Okay. Now your self tip. The self tip aligns more with the conversation with Stephen, and I take this tip back to the episode we had where we talked about losing faith, May, and how me and my wife walked through that season. And the tip is very simple. Grieve with your wife. Grieve with your wife. Too often we think that we have to be the rock. And we need to remember who the rock is. Christ. Right? And I get it. It's a noble thing to think that, you know, I got to be the rock. But it's not sustainable. When those trials hit, you got to remember that your emotions are real. And suppressing them, it doesn't serve you. And it definitely doesn't serve her. You know, so when I go back and I think through faith and we lost her, obviously we grieved tremendously over losing our daughter. And we grieved a lot in that hotel, and not the hotel, in the hospital room together. the quiet delivery room that you guys hear me talking about, there was a lot of grief there. And there was a lot of grief, you know, when we got home and told our daughters that we lost our sister. And there's been grief ever since that just, it comes in waves. And you just need to understand, you know, her seeing you go through that pain and sharing that with her helps her. It's definitely helped my wife and I. And just recently, my wife was wearing a necklace, and I recognized the necklace because it's the faith necklace. It's the necklace she wears when she's missing her. And we have a blanket that whenever I see this blanket as well, I know she's thinking about faith, but she was wearing this necklace that day. And I said, "Hey, what's she wearing?" She said, "This is my faith necklace. And I'm missing her a lot today for some reason." I just said, "You know what? I get it. I miss her too." And just for that couple minutes, she knew that her pain was something that I recognized. So take the time to grieve with your wife. And maybe you haven't walked through the loss of a child, and I pray you haven't, but it could be something else, right? But whatever that loss is, if it's important to her, if she's grieving, grieve with her. Okay? Just remember that. So there are your three tips, guys. Your health tip, the 25-3 rule for nature. Basically, bottom line, get your butt outside. Yeah, Chris said it. Get your butt outside. We need to do it more often. Matter of fact, when I finish this, Mike goes off cold, and I can say we're done on this one. I'm going outside. Your wealth tip, look at that 1% rule for investing for real estate. That's a really good tip, guys. You're trying to figure out how much to charge for rent. If you're looking for rental properties, that 1% rule is a very simple way to quick evaluation. Hey, this is going to cost this. 1% of this is this. Can I get that much rent for this property? There you go. And your self tip, grieve with your wife. Don't miss that. Now, the book of the week this week, just thinking through different books that have been impacting me that I've read over the years. It's been quite a while since I've read this book, but for some reason, Holy Spirit was pulling me to this one. And I don't have any other answer other than maybe this is something that you guys haven't read before. And if you have read it, I encourage you to go back and read it again, but it's called Knowing God. Okay. And it's from J.I. Packer. It's a very well-known Christian book, but when I was thinking through Stephen, his story of how many times he had the peace of God in those moments. Guys, that's huge. You know, and a lot of times you know God, you get to know him deeper through those trials, through those seasons of where you have to persevere and you're tested, right? Just think about how the gold's made and how the oyster's made, like the pearl's made, right? It's through those trials. So just think, if you're struggling with knowing who God is, this could be a good resource. Obviously, the Bible is the number one resource, but this could be a good alternative to check out. So check out Knowing God. Now, our dad jokes, we got to have some. This has been a heavy week. Let's try to end with some lightness, guys. So here we go. Dad joke number one. Yesterday at 8 o'clock, it was very time consuming, especially when I went back. Seconds. So there you go. That's a pretty simple one for you to remember. Number two, my coworkers laugh at my jokes in person, but not in online meetings. They said my jokes aren't remotely funny. So there you go, guys. Number one, yesterday at 8 o'clock, it was very time consuming, especially when I went back for seconds. Number two, my coworkers laugh at my jokes in person, but not in online meetings. They say my jokes aren't remotely funny. So let us know. Number one, number two, if they get an eye roll, that does count. Just keep that in mind. And your question that of the week this week that we've been talking about is, how does suffering bring you closer to him? Guys, you're going to go through suffering. It's just the way the world we live in. Does it pull you closer to God, push you further away? And my prayer is, through conversations like this week, hearing stories from Stephen and Joy and how they've taken this tragedy, and ultimately they've just grown closer and closer together as a couple, as one. But more importantly, closer to God. That's what I pray that this does for you, this serves you well. So go get that Hebrews 2:10 cemented in. Go back and listen to the episode with Stephen. Apply some of these truths to your life, guys. Seriously, these tips, and apply those and just lean in. So I highly encourage you guys, give us a 5-star rating, write a review, connect with our community. One thing that is important when you go through these seasons, you need a community. You got to have a community of people that serve, that can serve you. And as men, we need a group of men that can serve us all the time, that we can be real with, that we can be vulnerable with, that we can talk about the things that sometimes we're just not comfortable talking about with others. That's what we have built at The Lion Within Us. So go check out our online community, guys. I'm telling you, it's happening in there all the time. The guys are active. They're coming to meetings. They're coming to Bible studies. We have Ask Me Anything events. We have monthly challenges. The list goes on and on. We are in there serving these guys every day. Prayer requests, the things that come up in life, the real topics, the mastermind discussions, guys, it's all there. Trainings are in there for Bible study trainings and personal finance. We have built resources to help you grow as a Christian leader, to be the man that God intends you to be. And you know, you can't do this alone, and you don't got this. So lean in, get the resources, jump on it, check us out for 30 days and just see if we serve you. If we serve you in a least little way, then continue to be a part of it. If not, you can bounce out. But go to thelionwithin.us. That's thelionwithin.us. Join our community for free. Check it out. See if it serves you well. And guys, I pray that once you get in, just be careful, because once you get in, we're going to be all over it trying to help you grow to be that leader God intends you to be. So get after it this weekend, guys. Have some fun. Go outside. Go ahead and knock that 25-3 rule out of the park. Spend some time outside. Spend some time with your wife. If you have children, spend some time with them. Spend some time with the ones you love. Put the work down. Put the phone down. Leave the phone at home if you need to. Whatever you need to do, connect with others. Be where your feet are, right? Get out there. Be that man that God has called you to be, because you are the thermostat. Set it. Set that temperature in your home and keep guiding them closer and closer to Christ. And ultimately, it's not about where they go to college or anything like that. What we need to be worried about is salvation. Because the only thing we get to take to heaven is people. So let's start working as hard as we can, as intentional as we can, to bring more people to Him. Because that, guys, is how you unleash the lion within. Let me ask you a real personal question. Who are your five closest friends? Are they pulling you closer to God or further away? And I know some of many guys said, man, I ain't got five friends. You know, okay, I get it, man. It's hard. It's hard to make those true connections. So what we did at The Line Within Us is we started a community. That community is where brotherhood happens. It's where guys come together. So guys, if you're struggling right now, if you feel a little bit isolated or alone, you need to hop in the community. You're going to find brothers there that are going to come alongside you, that want to help you wherever you're at. Wherever you're at, guys, don't think you have to be some theologian to join. No, we're all just regular men who want to deepen our relationship with Jesus Christ to ultimately be the leader God intends us to be. That's what it's about. So hop over to the community. Guys, we have a lot of live events as well. So you can hop in. You can kind of just sit there and watch. You don't have to really jump in if that's not who you are right now. Hop in on a Lion Lunch. Maybe go to one of our Bible studies that we have going on. Maybe check out some of our courses that we have available, or Ask Me Anything events where we have previous guests come in and share their expertise. All this is available within the community. That is part of the membership. So if it sounds like that's something you want to start, guys, 30-day free trial. Just jump in. See if it serves you. And if it does, guys, we would love to have you in our community, because we're growing, we're serving, we're helping others be the leader that God intends them to be. And I know we can help you be the leader God wants you to be as well. So again, hop over to thelionwithin.us. Click on join for that 30-day free trial so you can get started today. I look forward to seeing you inside the den. We're thrilled to announce that we now have 7 powerful devotionals available on YouVersion's Bible app. For those not in the know, YouVersion is the top Bible app in the world, and we're honored to be on this incredible platform. Our devotionals dive deep into the pillars that define the lion within us: health, wealth, and self. So whether you're seeking spiritual growth, financial wisdom, or personal development, these devotionals are tailor-made for you. So ready to embark on this transformative journey and unleash the lion within you? head over to thelionwithin.us/YouVersion to access our devotions on the YouVersion app. Join thousands of like-minded individuals and dive into the Word with us. That's thelionwithin.us/YouVersion. That's YouVersion. And let's grow together and become the leaders God intends us to be.